All right, we'll call in Nick, who I believe might be at work.
All right, but that's okay.
In Cleveland,
because we're
Ohio.
At work as well.
We're at work as well.
Yeah.
Tony and Ryan and Nick, just a bunch of hard work.
Hello?
Nick, Nick, how you doing?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
We're good. Sorry. How are you? Are you at work? What are you up to?
I am taking a smoke break outside right now with my other cook. That's a couple orders.
Oh, my God, you're a chef?
Well, it's at a little bar.
That's cool.
That's really
but we have really great wings.
What do you mean? Like chippy?
We're actually one of the only soccer bars in our area, too.
A soccer bar?
So we can watch the soccer.
We just got our new World Cup shirts today.
Oh.
Yeah, we're going to get real busy for that.
Yeah,
we're opening at 5 a.m. for the World Cup.
Oh, this is your time to shine for us. Yeah, the World Cup. Oh, the time zones are a nightmare. People are eating wings, drinking beers at 6 a.m.
Right.
And your tummy really turns.
Oh, I thrive under that pressure too.
Yeah.
Oh, and you being a chef.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Game time.
You've got to be on at all times.
Yeah, when we're slow, it sucks. Yeah. I get bored when it's slow.
Yeah.
See, when our job is slow, Nick, which is quite often, I love it.
Right.
So it means I don't have to do it.
Well, Nick, thanks for wasting a smoko break on us. Will you approve this podcast?
Hell yeah, I will.
Yay! All right, we'll take a fucking round of wings to go.
Yeah.
All right, I'll get them sent over. Just
good on you, mate.
And if they turn up cold, I'm fucking sending them straight back.
I will be fucking caroning up. I will not be happy if they're cold. And don't forget the ranch.
Okay. We'll figure it out. There might be a fire burning on that plane to keep them hot. Hey, it's Nick from Cleveland, and I approve the podcast.
All right, so coming up on today's show, we're launching Happy Monday. We're launching the Fuck It Fund.
Yes.
And it's going to change your life, but you're also going to hear Tony make one of the most outrageous claims that I've ever heard. And I've heard some outrageous claims.
Not that outrageous.
Fuck, I reckon people, yeah, okay, we'll get to that.
I also have a great story about our good friend of the show, Carla Conti.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
Beep, 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 beep. Yep.
They're coming up today.
Yeah, it's coming up today.
Is it Deadpool related?
No.
Okay. We also watched Deadpool over the weekend.
We did. Because Ryan got a new TV and wants to show it off.
I've got my thoughts, actually.
Yeah, we'll get to that after we chat about the Fuck It Fund. But before we talk about Carla Conti.
I want to know. I need to write all this stuff down.
Yeah, sorry. I actually, that we have a shared Google Drive and all of that information is on there.
Where's Carla Conti?
It's in, you love to see it.
Great.
So if you could just chill out and trust me.
No. Yeah, I trust you.
No, you don't.
Oh, no, it makes sense now. Do you like, you know when the flight attendant does a, you know, their little spiel, we're flying this high, we're going to serve the lunch, blah, 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 here's the exit.
Yeah, the safety briefing.
No, it's more just like the welcome.
Oh, yeah.
Chrissy's taking care of the cabin. Like, come and say hi. We're here to help you, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Do you like when they try to do a bit of comedy or is it a bit fucking cringe?
I'm a bit Natalie Imbruglia about it because I do like it because I like that they're trying to obviously jazz up something that they say 60,000 times a day.
Yeah.
Yep. Like they make the exact same speech. You can hear the way that they say it, that they've memorized it. They know exactly what they're saying. And you know, like when you hear them do the speech and one thing is different because like they go, and today we're landing in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Like, you know, but like everything else is just like perfectly spoken. And then it's like.
And we hope you have a great evening.
Yeah. What fucking time is it?
Yeah.
So I kind of like when they inject a little bit of zhuzh.
Okay. And enjoy the rest of your insert time of day here.
Literally, yeah. Enjoy the chicken or beef.
So the flight attendant the other day on a flight I was on started doing a bit of comedy and stuff. And
hang on. Do you mean like she jazzed up her?
No, I mean like jokes. Like doing gear, like a tight five. And I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. I was cringe and wanted to jump off the plane. But to give them the benefit of the doubt, I will perform the jokes to you and you tell me if these are good or if these are let me out, I'll catch the bus.
Hang on. So you don't just mean like, oh, and we're flying high today, thanks to our captain or something.
No.
You're talking like, so how about the airplane?
Yeah.
I didn't even need to do that.
That would have been better.
Oh, my God.
And again, when you're at a comedy club, you've chose to go to a comedy club.
Yeah.
When you're on a plane, you can't choose to leave.
Captive audience.
Oh, but like,
you know,
but if you bomb, maybe, then what? Then you got to stay there and hand them food?
You can't say bomb on a plane. That's the first thing. But if you...
It was cringe.
Should the next time I get on a plane, should I roll out some gear?
No.
I should just stand up in the aisle and just go...
Work on some stuff.
Just work on some.
Hey guys, I'm working on some material. Let me know what you think.
Just testing my new gear. All right, lay it on me. I think that I wouldn't have minded this. What was it?
Oh. And again, I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt, and I'm going to try and deliver this well.
But also, you hate awkward stuff.
I do.
Like whenever you're watching a movie with an awkward scene, I
leave the room.
Your face.
Yeah, I put my head in my t-shirt.
So, oh.
This is the comedy the flight attendant attempted. Tell me if you think it's good.
Okay.
If anyone is caught smoking on the plane, we'll have to ask them to step outside. Yeah, that is not a real laugh. That is not a real laugh. Oh, I was thinking you would hate this. Are you laughing because it's shit?
Nah, I like that because where are they going to go?
What? I mean, that's the joke.
You're laughing.
I'm laughing at you laughing. That's different.
I think that's quite
funny.
Okay,
maybe it would be different if when I heard these, you were sitting next to me and you were pissing yourself. Then maybe I would have laughed and not tried to hide in the toilet.
You should have stepped outside with the guys going for a ciggy. We'll have to ask you to step outside.
I cannot believe you think this is funny.
Speaking of smoking, though, the other day, the safety videos that they do now, they don't even say it. Like you watch the video and there was one and it was like Qantas through the years because Qantas is celebrating like 100 years or whatever. Yep. And the thing in the 70s is like, oh, in the 70s, you used to be able to smoke on planes. Not anymore, though. So cigarettes are prohibited as well as e-cigarettes, whatever they are.
That did do
like,
you in.
They have to say it. But then she's like dressed up. She's got like the 70s makeup on. She's got like those bobs. She's like, whatever they are. Like, and like winks at the camera. It's so good.
It's like, mate, we know you filmed it this year. You don't need to wink. Yeah. We know you didn't film this scene in the 70s because someone 50 years ago said, let's film one scene every 10 years because in 2022 our safety video will be a trip back in time. No, we get it, mate. You've just made this video.
Fuck, that did mean. Anyway, yeah, next.
By the way, this is the flight when I was coming over from Byron Bay a few weeks ago.
Oh.
Thanks for joining us on flight JS217 or whatever it is from Ballina to Melbourne. Some people have considered catching the bus compared to the plane, but you just can't see buses taking off.
Nah, not her best work.
No.
That one's not her best work. Nah, I'll give you that one. That one's not her best.
You know how now, and I think this is because of COVID, because people's patience was tested, and you know how you now see a lot of signs everywhere saying, almost reminding you to not be rude to staff.
Oh.
And that's not just in plane, that's like in cafes and supermarkets, the bank.
And it says like, rudeness will not be tolerated and stuff
like
that. Well,
you call a place with a call centre and like, just a reminder to treat our staff with respect.
Yeah,
and you kind of go,
like the volumes are high and stuff like that. Yeah.
So there was one of those lines.
Oh, yep.
We ask and remind you to treat our airline staff with dignity and respect.
Fair nice. Enough.
No one likes someone with a bad altitude.
We just want you to have a view on the bus. No altitude.
I got a bad altitude. I'm currently at 2 feet.
That's hilarious. That's very funny.
I'm so surprised. Okay, so we're 2 out of 3.
Okay. How many have you got?
One more. And by this stage, my head was in my t-shirt. I couldn't turn my headphones up loud enough. I was just like sitting there being like, oh, man, good stuff, mate. Shortly, the cabin crew will ask you if you'd like lunch served on this flight.
Uh-huh.
Your options are yes or no.
Oh, do you know what I reckon it is,
what?
Is that you know how like airplane food is like blander because your tastes are heightened in the sky?
Yeah, yeah.
The jokes don't need to be as good because you're in the air.
Well, I've said one drink in the sky is worth four on the ground.
Yeah.
So if someone's had a sniff of whiskey, they're like, oh, this bitch is hilarious.
Yeah. So it's fine.
Hey, it's Nick from Cleveland, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
Get to our very exciting announcement. Yep. I'd like to give a massive shout out to a few of our champion tarpers over at our Patreon. You can check it out anytime you'd like to. All the links are in our show notes and in our bios on Instagram, Facebook. What's the other one? TikTok.
Yep.
MySpace. Can we start a show MySpace?
No.
Okay.
No. Sorry. Let me rephrase. Yeah, but I don't want to do it.
Oh, okay. Well, then no.
You don't want to do it either?
No.
I've already got enough things I need to post to.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
What was Weibo?
Bebo.
Oh, Bebo.
Bebo.
Should we get on Bebo?
I never had Bebo.
You sure? Do you know what Weibo?
I'm pretty sure it's Bebo. Okay. Do you know what I liked? Neopets.
What's Neopets? Is that like a Tamagotchi?
No, well, yeah, I guess so. You've got to keep it
Well,
Tamagotchi is like a thing, but Neopets is like a website.
Yeah.
And you go on there and you could like play games. And you had to like feed your Neopet and stuff. But I actually, this is so fucking random, but I created a Neopets account like only a couple of years ago because I just wanted to play the games.
Oh, it's like Animal Farm.
What's Animal Farm? Sorry.
Oh, no, I don't know.
It's like games and you just feed the thing and, like, you can buy clothes for your Neopet and shit like that. And anyway, you know when you, like, log into a website and Google Chrome says, like, oh, this password has been compromised or whatever? Yeah. And it was from Neopet.
You've been hacked.
I got hacked from, like, a data breach at Neopets.
What are they going to do?
Well, I don't know.
You get in there,
it was years ago.
My horse is vegan. Someone's signed in and given him meat.
Well, no, it was like access to my email and stuff. Like, it was like my
Tony
login details.
Neopets.com.
No. Well, you don't have it. What?
I don't know how the game works. It's clear I don't
have
know.
Have you ever logged into something? When you do your banking, is it ryan@bank.com? No.
Don't say my banking details on the podcast. Please don't steal my money, everyone. But if you want to log in and pay my mortgage, you can do that.
That's very funny. Mortgage gear because you own a house now.
ryan.john@nationalaustraliabank.com.au.
But like, so it's not Tony at Neopets. Gotcha. It's like my.
Sorry, that makes a lot more sense.
I would think so, yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Shout out to Neopets.
Mary Walto, thank you so much. Colin Clarkson. CC and dry.
Yeah. I see him in my emails from ryan@nab.com.
I BCC. Bye, Colin Clarkson. Alicia Jane, thank you so much. Katie Lino and Nicole Hath.
You okay, mate?
Excuse me.
You just take a sip out of your Frank Green water bottle. I'll take a sip of my cappuccino over here.
Soy cap, thank you very much.
Tony bought this coffee for me this morning.
I did. Yeah, we're friends.
Now, thank you to our champion tarpers.
A big thank you to everybody. And we've got a fun announcement. That's for everybody. This isn't just Patreons. This is everyone.
This is everyone. And can I say, Tony has a finance team. We know this. That's for over a year we've known this.
Ryan's got a fucking email at the bank. That's our fucking, I'm right.
But we are now, I would say, in the finance game because we are launching our own fund.
We are launching a fund.
Our new fund, which is what we're launching today, is called the Fuck It Fund.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to have a ponder about something you've always wanted to do in your life, but you've never really had the chance, the opportunity, or maybe the money to actually go, fuck it.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Some of the examples we thought was like the obvious one of like skydiving, which is actually quite expensive.
Yeah.
But I think it's on a lot of people's list. They're like, I'd want to do it one time.
I want to do it before I die.
I've never got around to swim with a shark or maybe just buy that hot as fuck dress for the weekend, but maybe you couldn't justify it to your partner. Oh, times are tough. Budget's tight. Spending to look hot as fuck at that big part. This is where the fuck it fund comes in because you can apply. And we're going to hit you up with $500 to say, fuck it.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically anything on your bucket list that you couldn't say, fuck it, list. We want to help you out.
Yep.
We want to make your dreams come true.
Yeah. And whilst this is exciting, people who listen to the podcast have literally made our dreams come true.
Yeah, so we want to return the favor.
Sappy and fucking cheesy and lame as fuck. I get that.
It does.
But this is our way of saying thank you for changing our lives. Let us change yours right back.
Because $500 is a lot to go and like do something random.
Yeah, and it's not like, oh great, thanks for the cash I put in my pocket. No.
We need video evidence. Yep. We want to like document the whole thing. So if you say it is skydiving, we want a video of you saying Tony and Ryan are taking me skydiving.
Yeah, but don't post it anywhere if you crash and die.
No.
Because don't blame us.
Yeah.
There are T's and C's
on the website.
Enter at your own risk.
But basically what we want to do is offer you the chance to do that. However, a small caveat, it's $500, you know. Yeah. So if you go, I've always wanted to go to Paris.
I've always wanted to go to the moon.
You know, we're not fucking sending you to Paris.
Well, we can if you're in London. If you're already pretty close.
And you want to go cuddle class on the Eurostar under the sea.
Yeah, we can probably cover that.
We could probably do that.
I mean.
But like, so we can't send you to Paris, but you know, maybe we could get your high tea at the Ritz while you're in Paris.
Yeah.
Or tickets to the Moulin Rouge or whatever. You know, like, think outside the box a little bit.
Now, Tony and I started thinking about what we would do with our fuck it fun thing.
Yep.
And
what's something, like what's a dream we had that we could make come true with $500?
Now, this is a tough one because I feel like I don't
Nothing tough about it.
I don't want to like poo-poo anyone's ideas, but I feel like there's some asterisks surrounding yours.
No, there isn't.
So, Tony, if you were to be chosen.
Yep.
To receive $500 from the Fuck It Fund, and lots of people will be chosen, tonyandryan.com.au.
Yep.
What would you do with the cash? What is your goal? What is your dream?
Okay, so my dream is to bowl a perfect game at 10-pin bowling. And so all I would need to make that happen is like 24 hours at a bowling alley, just a lane to myself.
Yep.
And I reckon that I could do it. Not I reckon. I know I could. That if I had a bowling alley to myself, a lane to myself that I could, you know, just keep going, that is my dream, to bowl a perfect game.
So I think and assume people will be with me here.
Yeah.
When I go, this sounds great.
Yeah.
But the money can't guarantee the perfect, like that's up to you.
Oh, no. But like that.
So my dream's to bowl a perfect game. Like, cool story, bud. Mine's to win the Olympic marathon.
So what I'm saying is all I need is the lane and I can do the rest. I know that the money can't make me bowl a perfect game.
How long since you've bowled?
But I can.
How long since you've bowled?
Probably like a year or two.
How many times have you bowled in the last decade?
Oh, lots.
So you're a regular bowler?
Not a regular bowler, but my mum was on the Olympic Championship bowling team for Australia.
Olympic Championship bowling
not
team?
Not Olympics. I don't think they do 10-pin bowling. But the Australian.
They do the Commonwealth Games. In the Australian team.
But the Australian team, she like played in America. She played in Singapore.
Really?
Yes. She had the green and gold tracksuit and everything.
And you think it's in the genes?
I'm fucking hoping so. And I know it is.
What's the highest you've bowled?
Probably like 110.
Perfect game being 300.
Yep.
So you're with your fuck it fun money.
Yep. If I win, you know, if I'm chosen, fingers crossed.
You're gonna hire a lane for 24 hours.
Yep.
Because you rank. If I've got 24 hours, I'll get there.
100%. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm.
Why don't you believe in me?
I just have respect for the perfect game.
Yeah.
And I'm not
and you're
you
gonna
can't.
Respect the fuck out of me when in 24 hours
absolutely.
When I've done it.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm just.
Yeah. So hopefully I get chosen, fingers crossed. I'll write a really
good
email.
No, we're going to do that for you. Paul, please message in, turnyandryan.com.au. No,
yeah, let's just see.
We need to do this just because I'm so curious now.
Okay, well, you reckon.
I do agree that by the end of 24 hours, you'll be significantly better than when you started.
Yeah, true.
But the perfect, like you only need to miss once and then, you know?
Yeah. But like if I miss once, then I'll just start the game again.
Okay.
Because it's like I've ruined that chance like next go.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yep. Yeah, I get you.
All right. Well, if you think my dream's shit, what's yours?
The dream is
great. Oh, no, I can't fucking wait to hear yours. No. You think mine's fucking. Tony, there's no way you can do that. Fucking lay your dream on me, dickhead. Sorry.
I'm just
feeling a bit defensive because you think my dream is shit.
Please don't put words in my mouth. What I'm saying is your dream is fantastic. I'm just saying it's going to come down to your skill and maybe not the 500.
Mate.
Okay, here's my
That's
dream.
What I'm saying. I've already got the skill. I just need the money for the
okay.
lane.
You know what? Fucking, I'm supposed to be number one hype man. I need to get my attitude sorted.
Thank you.
I've got a bad altitude at the moment and I need to sort it out. And you know what? It's the fuck it fund.
Thank
fuck
you.
Fuck it, we're doing it. I'm going to see you bowl 300.
That's the attitude I Thank need you. From you, my Thank man.
You. Do you need like a bowl polisher?
Sure.
I'll come and polish
I actually am probably going to need someone to like rub my shoulders because I reckon that. I'm going to be pretty tired by the end.
Yeah,
of it.
I agree. All right, so I grew up in Melbourne.
Yeah. Congratulations.
And every summer, my mum and my auntie Linda and David
yep.
and their kids, my cousins Bonnie and Rowd, we would like hire a Rowdy. My cousin's name Rowdy. Do you not know that?
No.
Yeah, Rowdy.
Bonnie and Rowd.
And Rowdy, yeah.
Bonnie and Rowdy.
Yeah.
The legal name is Rowdy.
Yeah.
Right.
R-A-U-D-I-E. He's now a DJ in France and Germany.
I could imagine. Yeah. DJ Rowdy.
No, DJ River Yarra. Because he's representing Melbourne.
DJ, like he changed his name to like a like real generic name.
Carl. He performed at Meredith last year. He's actually really fucking good. Anyway.
Where's Meredith?
It's a really big music festival.
Oh. Cool.
Anyway, we're off topic.
Sorry.
So we used to go down to the Great Ocean Road and like, you know, stay at the caravan park or like, you know, and you like rent a house for the week or something.
The chalet thing and stuff,
So we used to do that and every summer I would drive past and there's this random as fuck house that sticks out from the hill on the Great Ocean Road. It's called the Pole House.
Oh, my God. It's got a big...
like a little bridge. Like
there's
a bridge
over it and the house is like round or like octagonal.
Oh, it's, I think it's a square, but it's just a random square in the middle of...
I think I know the house you're talking about. I've seen it on stays.com.au.
If you Google like Great Ocean Road house, it'll be the first one.
Yeah.
And they call it the Pole House because it's literally a pole sticking out of the ocean and there's a fucking house on top.
Yeah.
And what did you just say you saw it on?
Stays.com.au. This is not sponsored, by the way. It sounds like it is. We are paying for this. It's not a sponsor.
So my whole childhood, I always just looked at, because even when you're swimming at the beach, you can see it. It's a straight up. And I'm like, fuck, imagine just going in there.
That is a great dream.
And now it's on like, it's an Airbnb or a Stays
or
whatever.
How much is it per night?
I don't know.
I don't know if we're going to get that for 500.
Well.
Maybe we could go there for an hour.
I was going to say, it doesn't need to be the weekend.
Yeah.
Even if it's one night or an afternoon, it might actually be a lot.
Yeah, we'll go on a
Tuesday during winter.
I don't know if we can get it for the night, but we could have a look.
I just know that my whole...
You've got a budget.
I've got a budget. I'll see what I can do. I just know that I've seen this place for the last 35 years.
That is a great
And I've always thought, I wonder what it looks like...
On the inside.
To look out from there.
Yeah.
I'm always looking up at it. What is it like to be in it looking back down at the beach?
I love that.
And
great
I probably couldn't justify spending $500 plus just because, Bridge, when I grew up, I used to look at this place and I'd like to see what it looks like.
Yeah. She goes, Google it, mate.
Yeah, look at a photo.
Look at it on stays.com.
We've just bought our own place. We've got a mortgage.
Yeah.
You keep whinging about a car. Maybe you should put in that money to buy a fucking car and not look at the inside of a building.
Yeah.
Hey. Fuck it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it from the fuck it front.
Yeah. So this is what we're talking about. Things that like your partner has gone, we can't do that or we're not paying for that or just something fun, something zingy, something exciting. We're not going to bloody pay your rego. We're not going to, fuck that off.
Yeah.
We're doing things that you go, oh my God, I'm going to tell my kids or my grandkids about this.
So we're going to be doing this in 2023. So we're getting it started now. So get your applications in
because
we're going to be choosing a whole bunch of people.
Uh-huh.
And it literally says on the form, like you were saying, the more fun and exciting, the better.
Yeah.
Surprise me.
Surprise
me. Show me creativity.
Write something that we go, oh, I wouldn't have thought of that, like bowling the perfect game. So if you go to tonyandryan.com.au right now, there's a tab that says fuck it fund. You'll be able to fill in the form. There's like word restrictions. We don't want your fucking essay. We don't want your fucking life story. We've got to have a lot to read through, okay?
Fuck it. I'm hiring someone to read all the entries. All right.
But it's really, really exciting. So we can't write. Fucking hell. We can't wait to read people's applications over Christmas because it'll be like over the break that we get to go through them all. Fucking exciting.
We're in the finance game. We've got our own fund.
Are
we VC bros? Is that what that is?
I don't know. Crypto. Is that that?
Oh, it's probably not.
No. Okay.
Crypto's not having a great month/year/life.
If it hasn't been your day, your week, your month, or even your year, but I'll join the fucking fund when the rain starts to pour.
Join the fucking fund.
All right, very quickly, we are going to talk about this week's movie, which was Deadpool.
Yeah, so I got a brand new smart TV, and the category was like, hey, let's stretch your legs.
That's just really funny.
Yeah, let's see what she's got.
Let the horses out the paddock kind of thing. Just made me laugh.
Yeah. I want to see what she's made of. Give me a beautiful visual movie that can really, like, I've never had a HD TV before.
Yeah.
And someone replied, Ryan, that's ridiculous. They've been made, every TV's HD since 2004. Fuck off, mate. I reckon I got this pre-2004.
Yeah, I reckon you did as well. Yeah. It was not in good shape.
No.
But the category was movies to watch on a smart TV. Ryan said, I have moved into a futuristic world of smart TVs, which is very funny.
Here I am. Hopefully you guys can join me one day.
One of the options was Lux listing Sydney. Tapa Tiffany reckons she'll die on this hill. Apparently it like changes your settings and sets up your TV.
I don't know if that's right.
I don't think it's true either.
But I do appreciate that they film those shows on juicy cameras because they're trying to show off the house.
Oh, and it does look like when you watch Lux listings and when you watch what's the like Selling Sunset and stuff, like it is beautiful and the drone shots are incredible.
And can I say I do love a YouTube like – you know, there's that category of YouTube videos. It's like, oh, come and check out this $30 million apartment.
Yeah.
Like,
they have them on AD. Yeah.
So I was like, I like where your head's at, Tiffany, but unfortunately.
But it didn't win, unfortunately. Yeah. Casino Royale, random choice. Interstellar, which was my pick. I thought that would, because it does look good on a TV. That only got 14%, which I was surprised about.
Well, with Casino Royale, I will defend a James Bond. They are beautifully shot.
Oh, sure. So it was a bit interesting.
But also, I don't know if it's like a rule, but as I think about it, most Bond movies, like the first 30 minutes is in Europe and then there's a thing in Asia and then they're at the beach.
So you see a lot of different lighting, a lot of colours.
Scenery.
Yeah.
Like, because Casino Royale is that famous one where Daniel Craig walks out of the beach and he's like little swimmers and he's in the Caribbean and it's like all in the Bahamas and it's all like sexy and stuff.
I don't think I've watched a James Bond movie. I don't think I've ever watched one. The podcast didn't stop. Ryan just... needs a moment. I literally don't think I've ever watched one. And I am like a TV watcher. I've never watched a James Bond film.
I have a new fuck it fund.
Oh, what is it?
I want to hire
go
out.
Go to Europe and recreate James Bond.
Well, a scene.
$500.
Do you reckon you could hire out the whole gold class?
You can. It's fucking expensive though, I think.
Because isn't there only like, you know the small ones that has like 10 seats?
Well, if you did that at like somewhere like a Luna Cinema, it's Luna's in Perth, but like, you know, like a small indie cinema, you can do it.
When there's eight seats and you go, cool, I'll book the eight seats.
Yeah.
And then we can watch James Bond together.
Okay. That's a great one, actually.
That is a great one.
So another idea for people. Anyway, that did not win. Anything by David Attenborough was one of the options, 34%, but Deadpool won with 45%.
And... I would say over the last few weeks, because we did the category of things that convince me that musicals aren't shit, we've done other bits and pieces, and there's been a bit of a brouhaha about like, hang on, are the Tarpers choosing their favourite movie or are they sticking to the script and doing what's right?
And picking what is good for the
category.
Yeah.
Yeah, because some people were annoyed about that. Yeah. I know that's your favourite musical, but Ryan would hate that.
Yep. Or it's not a good bridge to liking them. Yep.
Let me go on the record, and especially, well, do you remember the first minute of Deadpool?
Yeah.
Where it's that super slow-mo standstill.
Yeah.
The Tarpers have got it right. It is an incredible, like, even if you don't like Deadpool, it's shot on the juiciest camera.
Yeah.
And when I've never seen, because I've probably watched movies that are made on a juicy camera on my shit TV and never really thought about it. So obviously these, I don't know how they do it. But it's like they've frozen time and the camera's moving so you get all the different angles. And I was sitting there with Bron. We were sitting on the floor right up in front of the TV because we didn't get the big one like you suggested, so I had to sit closer.
Yeah.
But I was like, fucking, this is sick.
It's and really good.
I felt like I could see every like wrinkle of his suit.
Yeah, and the fibers coming off his. Yeah.
And when there was like an explosion, you're like, oh.
It's sick, eh?
I don't know how the fuck they made that movie.
Yeah. I actually saw it at the cinema.
So
the sound was awesome. Like the film, like just looked incredible. Yeah. It's a really good movie. I actually really like the film.
Yeah.
But it looks beautiful as well.
Remember how last Friday I said, has a film been better written for a specific actor than Jack Black in School of Rock? It's so Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
And is that
100%?
Like, it's like such a cliche to be like, oh. No other actor could have done it.
But I just can't actually see
the looking to the camera and it's like a bit cheeky and it's funny. Yeah.
And it's really like self-aware.
Green Lantern jokes?
The Green Lantern jokes. And, yeah. You know, like, yeah. Just all of that stuff I just find really same. Entertaining.
Yeah, same.
Because I'm like, oh, you're not taking yourself too seriously, but it's still a good movie. Because you know when sometimes they take that a little bit too far?
And you're like, we get
and
it.
And you go, yeah, we get it. Yeah,
but
it's a bit cringe. Good job, everyone.
Fucking good work.
Great movie and lovely to watch on your telly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen, had you watched the movie before?
I don't think the whole thing.
Right.
As you
so
know,
have you
I
seen
have...
this? You haven't seen the sequel, obviously, because the sequel's very good as well.
Oh, okay. No. No, I have a history of like, I reckon I'd watch the first two scenes.
Yeah.
Which
can, yeah.
The scene's like 10 minutes. Like,
yeah.
It's very like in parts or whatever. So when I say the first two scenes, I reckon I've watched the first half an hour.
Yeah.
But then I got to a point where I'm like, oh, no, this is new. Because I didn't realize how the I didn't realize that the doctor guy was like, because at first you're just like, oh, he's a guy, you don't really know what's going on.
Yeah, jeez, well, I mean that's most movies, isn't it?
Terrifying.
Yeah,
the whole like no oxygen thing.
Yeah, for the whole weekend as well. Like,
yeah. You have no oxygen for a weekend.
But it's like it gives you just enough to keep living. So you're like, I'd rather just fucking die.
Die, yeah,
yeah.
Excruciating. Oh, when they explained that, ooh. I actually had shivers.
Chills. Yeah. Yeah, it's fucked.
And then I was like, oh, I don't like the HD. It feels too real.
It's
now.
Very close, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I have written a rap about
dying with no oxygen.
Well, I probably wrote a rap more about the category than I did about Deadpool itself.
Did you start writing the rap before we knew the winner?
What? Can't hear you putting the music on.
Something smadumbra, and the winner was David Deadpool.
Rapping about this week's movie, watching things look good on Ryan's TV. He's never had a smart TV, you know. Oh. How did it go? Is your mind blown?
Yep.
Did you like how it was so much easier?
Yep.
How did you live now the screen is clearer? Wait, I didn't talk about the film yet. Everyone's going to say I didn't watch it.
You didn't watch it. You didn't watch it. You clear.
No, I did actually watch it.
I will not make any accusations.
I did watch it.
It sounds
Torbs
like
and
it.
I watched it last night.
It sounds like
ask
it.
Me a very specific question about the film.
Well, I know you already watched it.
But, like, not recently. Except for last night.
The crazy doctor in the scene where they're in the car, which is the main, that first scene and where it all happens.
Like Ajax,
yeah.
Francis.
What
slash colours
is
Ajax.
Watch?
Oh, gold? I did
oh,
watch
I watched it.
It,
promise.
No,
yeah,
I actually
promise.
Did. I fucking did
oh,
watch
promise.
It.
Yeah, well, we had a silver watch, though.
So. Okay. I bet you he didn't. I bet you don't know either.
No, I haven't a fucking clue. Yeah. Does he own a watch? Yeah. I mean, time stands
can
still.
He tell the time?
Who needs a watch when time stands still in that movie?
I have a love to see it about one of our favourite people from the show.
Oh, please.
Carla Conti.
How is Carla? Because I feel like her name is now synonymous with being a Carla Conti. That
it is. And
how
so,
does she like that?
Well, we've actually gotten a few messages from people being like, hey, just want to double check that Carla is actually fine
is
with
this. Is she cool with this?
When it first all kind of came about, I messaged Carla personally
nice.
And said, Carla, we've said this on the show. Just want to make sure that you're okay with it because we don't want – because imagine if she was like, please don't call people – like my name.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, I get, yeah.
And
I mean,
so
I get it.
We have actually personally checked in with Carla and okay. She's fine with being referred to as the Carla Conti.
Until now?
No. And this just proves it. I got a message from Madison Beer, who actually just got married on the weekend to her partner Hugh, which is very exciting. Madison says, get absolutely fucked. This is how she starts the message.
Yeah.
I was at my sister's for dinner and her husband's niece was there casually talking about school.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when you catch up with kids, you go, oh, what grade are you in? What do you like
yeah,
at
what
school?
What are you studying?
What's your favorite animal? All that shit. And the niece says, my teacher, Carla Conti.
What?
Right? Told us her name is used in a podcast that she loves all the time. They are year four.
Oh, why do they use your name, miss?
And word is spreading and everyone is low-key jealous that this four-year-old knows Carla Conti. So Madison goes, hang on, so you've got access to the Carla Conti. And this niece is like, yeah, and she tells us all the time that, like, this podcast she loves, like, always say her name. And
Harp-ception
Madison
continues.
And Madison says, you've made it to the education system. This is how cults are made.
This is how cults are made. Teach them young. Because one of the many
spread the good word.
Many themes of this show is like, what did you just assume was normal?
Yeah.
What did I just grew up with it.
I just that's how it always was.
And so the young girl would be like, oh, why do you always say that's a colour content? Oh, that's just how I've always said it.
Yeah.
Everyone's always said it
Which
that
is so funny. But yeah, I love to see that there was like a...
Tarpception.
Yeah.
A crossover.
A crossover. A 1 degree of separation
I
between Madison and her niece and...
I do love to see that.
Conti, which, yeah, is a great story.
That is fantastic.
Thank you. Very, you didn't trust me when I said I had a great story about Carla Conti earlier in the show.
Well,
didn't you?
No, I just didn't know where it was going to be.
But
now I know. Yeah,
pretty
it's fucking
good.
Fantastic.
Thanks for reaching out, Madison. That's great. And congrats on getting married as well.
Yeah, well, I mean.
Love to see that. That's a side note. More about the family link to Carla Conti is
Imagine
better.
Living in the same town as Carla Conti. Never know when you're going to run into a Carla Conti. I love to see it. And it's something I've literally seen with my eyes in the last 24 hours was I saw Tony's boyfriend, Torbs, naked on a Zoom chat. And didn't I just love to fucking see that?
Yeah.
So Tony and I were on a Zoom.
Did you actually see him?
And then walking past in the background because he was looking for a towel.
Yeah. No, I think he was looking for his clothes.
Oh.
And his clothes were in our office because he'd obviously.
Well, they've been thrown onto the floor in a moment of passion. So just take it off here, Torbs. Like,
not on my craft table. No,
craft
so I think
table? Well, it's about to be a shaft table. Fucking get on a trainer. On Torbs' workbench.
Work this bench, am I right? Shaft table, I like that.
That'll do me for
like,
the week.
Oh, watch the hot glue gun. Like, oh no, my guillotine.
Don't
watch out for that guillotine. Yeah. So I think he'd left his clothes in there like the night before.
Was that clag?
And he.
That'll stick some papers together.
Won't it just? Anyway, yeah, and so...
Is there a glue stick in your pocket?
Or are you just having to see me? And I felt really bad because I was like, oh, sorry, I'm on Zoom with Ryan. And he goes, yeah, I know, because he walked past the scene.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, it was a bit too late.
Can I just say, because I was at home at the time, and lucky I was at home.
Imagine if you'd been at the library or something.
Well, more to the point is when I'm at home, I've got my full setup.
Your huge screen.
Well, if I didn't have dual monitors, I wouldn't have seen it all. Because fucking, you need something to fill a screen up. Get Torbs to whip his towel off and fucking hell.
Wow, I just never thought that
I didn't realise I'd zoom in. I haven't. That's just, whoa.
Yeah, you got that big curved monitor as well.
Oh, he seems to be just reaching out with his arm to pick up the towel. Oh, no, what is his two arms doing up there? Oh, that's not his. That fucking rudder. Put that apple down, son.
All right. Well, I did not think that this would end with that. But
everyone knows at Christmas, you know how they do those big Toblerones?
Where do you think they got the inspiration for that?
I've been inspired.
No screenshots, okay?
Only Torbs's.
Well, you know what? I love to see that as well. Thanks so much. If you're interested in the Fuck It Fund, you can enter right now for your chance for us to read through all your shit.
Yep.
TonyandRyan.com.au.
All your shit. To read through
all
your
dreams.
Dreams.
Dreams can come true. Join
the
Ryan.
I got to poo. Let's get
Do you need a poo? I need a poo a little bit. Just before I thought I did a little poo, but I think it was just a fart. When I was laughing at the air hostess jokes.
All right, tomorrow, things you can say no.
No.
Tomorrow is Christmas pickup lines.
Yeah, we're branching out.
Yeah.
Christmas pickup lines, and you're going to fucking love this.
Am I?
I've got something to say, and it's quite humbling, the thing that happened.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm not talking about my boyfriend.
That's humbling. It was humbling for me. All right, we'll chat to you tomorrow.
Love you, bye.